Good morning, boys and girls. I'm so glad to see all of you here this morning. So can anybody tell me what this is? What is this? It's a phone. That's exactly right. So this is my phone, and I use it to talk to my mom and my family and my friends. And if we didn't have phones, we couldn't talk to anybody that wasn't right in front of us. But you can use these phones to talk to somebody in another town or in another state or even in another country or even just down the street that's not with you. We use our phones to talk to people. And in the earlier service, somebody said, and to text. So you use your phone to talk to people. Well, can we just dial heaven and talk to God on our phones? No, we can't do that. But God has given us a fantastic way to be able to talk to him, and that is called prayer, and that's what we're talking all about this morning. So there are lots of ways that you can pray or talk to God. You can pray silently and just think the words in your head. You can pray out loud. You can say the Lord's Prayer. You can make up your own prayer. You can pray by writing your prayer down in a journal, or you can pray by drawing and thinking about the people you want to pray for. There are all kinds of ways that you can pray. And in the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah reminds us that God always hears our prayers, that God listens to us. But why do we pray? We pray because we want to talk to God. We pray because God created us and God loves us and God wants to hear from us. And we also pray because God knows and sees everything. He knows what's best for us. And if we ask him for help, he'll help us know the right thing to do. He knows what we should do. And all we have to do is ask and he will help us know what to do. Now there's two parts to prayer. There's the part where you talk, and there's the part where God talks. Because here's the thing, if I call somebody on the phone and I said, hey, this really cool thing happened, and I tell them my story and I never let them talk and then I hang up, that's not a conversation, is it? No, you let the other person talk too. And prayer is the same way. God wants to talk to us. God has important things to tell us. And so part of prayer is us talking to God and telling God what we need and asking God for help. But part of it is listening to God because God has important things to tell you. And sometimes it's really hard to just sit still and listen, just sit there and wait for God to talk. And it's not going to be a voice in your ear like it is on the phone, but you'll feel it inside and you'll know what God wants you to do. And sometimes it doesn't happen right away. Sometimes you have to pray a lot before you know what God wants you to do. But God will always help you to know the right thing. So when you pray this week, I hope that you will tell God what you need, but I also hope that you will take time to sit still and listen for God to speak to you. Now we are going to pray, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for wanting to talk to us. Thank you for making a way so that we can talk to you. Help us to always make time to have a conversation with you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.